KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any check-ins for the pre-net? Call now. This is KEHPCQ, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec, Davin Bay County.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw County.
NADRL, David, Saginaw County.
All right, I picked up Rick and Dave. Any other pre-net check-ins?
DAZ, Mini, Bart, no traffic.
Okay, I got you, Minnie. All right, hold on, everyone. We'll start the net here in about a minute. Good evening, everyone. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County, and I'll be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'll take check-ins from the pre-net. I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, NADRL, and KD8PAZ. Those stations need not check in again. This time, I'll take check-ins from stations that are on short-time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now. Any short time mobile or in and out stations, call now. Okay, I show no one on the voter for Echolink station, so we'll continue on to regular check-ins. Do I have any additional regular check-ins for the net? Call now.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Mike. Any additional check-ins? Okay, we'll go ahead and start the net. I imagine we might get a couple of check-ins here before the end of the net here. Some are probably watching the Lions game. I've got the TV on in the background down here in the shack. Still 24-6 at the present time in the fourth quarter. Detroit's still looking pretty good as long as they can hold them here. Hopefully they'll go 7-1 on the year and put a little space between them and the Packers. So we'll keep you apprised on how things are going there if you don't have a set near you. So good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weekend wasn't as good as last weekend, but it was still nice enough. Saturday wasn't too bad, a little overcast, a little sun here and there, a little bit breezy at times. Today, I was hoping for a little better weather. I had some things I needed to continue up with outside and didn't get them all done, but hopefully next week looks promising to be able to finish up with the rest of the things that I need to do. So go to the top of the list, KEAPCQ, Dave, stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group. Well, this week I haven't had a chance to touch the radio. I did get my cable from my MobiLink that will allow me to use my ST5DR with UHF and VHF messaging and WinLink, so I'll get busy on that. I did get my solar board, small portable solar board, to go with the Meshtastic, and looks like this next week is busy the first part of the week, but should be able to dig into that and get that started. So with that said, I'll turn it back to Net. KE8PCQ, back to Net.
All right, Dave. Just a little information for you, and if you want to put it out to anybody in the club, I'll send out an email and try and get a hold of, have the Bay City Club presidents and that send it out to everyone. We're going to be doing a Meshtastic presentation for the Aries group, which is going to be open to everybody. It will come up on, haven't changed my calendar yet, November 21st, November 21st, so the Thursday before Thanksgiving. It'll be 1 week earlier, because normally we do it on the fourth week, but that would be Thanksgiving Day. So on the 21st, we're going to be doing a Meshtastic presentation, talking about it. I have a basic presentation that I gave to the Saginaw Club. I'll be going over that again just as a refresher. We'll be going into a second part, which gets into a few more of the additional advanced commands and things like that. I'm going to be doing a presentation on the node that I built here for home. And hopefully I have some links and things in that, because I found a couple other solar nodes that came out a little cheaper, about $100 cheaper, and seem to do about the same thing. So I might be building one of those. I got about half of the parts, so once I get some other things done, I may order a few of the parts here and there to make up a solar one as well. So I'll look forward to that coming up on the 21st. Okay, next up on the list, KCA VOA, standby NADRL, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Sounds like an interesting forecast for this week and for the next week. Looks like we're going to get a little rain. So looks like 11th and 12th right now, possible rain from that too. So at least we're not getting the snow. They're getting out in the west, the mountains there. So yeah, today was a day of cleaning up some more leaves. Not as many containers out there today. I did chop leaves, which when you chop, I can get about three times the amount in the cans. So I've got nine cans out, which would be equivalent, if I didn't chop them, probably somewhere around 27 cans. So makes a big difference. And other than that, got a lot more leaves to come down. Neighbor's trees may be a third of the way down, and my trees are probably about half. With that, I'll turn it over to Net Control, KCAVOA, back to KCAYVF.
Yeah, Rick, I'm in the same boat here. I have only one tree that drops leaves now on the property, and that's the one in the front yard that's, I'm going to say, a little past half. So in between a third and a half, I guess, in there. So that's looking pretty good. I do have the neighbor's tree in the backyard that drops a lot into mine. It is dropping leaves, but I'd say two-thirds of it is still green, so it's going to be a while before that comes down. So I'm hoping we get more southwest winds that blow it into their yard and not into mine that kind of blow it that way. Luckily, the neighbor's tree behind me, the big maple tree there, is pretty much all down. So the winds there over the weekend kind of took, and back on Halloween and that, took most of those leaves and kept them in their yard. I didn't seem to have that many. So, yeah, that's an ongoing battle, and I think I have six or seven bags out there, but again, I use four bags that I had in the garden. I had mulched those up put those in with the garden, got that tilled, so those, some of it went in there for food for the worms and that, and others went out to the curb. So never any better, at least a couple more weeks before I'm done with those. All right, NADRL, you're up next, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, yeah, the rain is coming. It's coming down pretty good at Green Bay right now, and obviously we're going to be getting that before too long. Hobby-wise, been having some problems with my digital station. My old icon that I've used for years and years is kind of getting weak in the transmit now, so I have to decide whether I'm going to sell it as is or if I'm going to spend the money to get it repaired, put in another of my icons, and found out, after I got it all set up, found out that it had no power out too. So right now I'm trying to get one of my Yaesu 857s for digital, which should work out pretty nice because it's a all-band radio, so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, back to you, Ron, KCYVF at ADRL.
Oh, yeah, there's always something that's going on here at my station here. My one right here, my power out and my reflective power are about the same, and I think I got a, I'm way over on my SWR in this, so I'm going to have to go do some checking again. Usually it's in one of my cables here in the station. I disconnect it, clean it, and put it back on, and it solves the problem, but hopefully it's not outside because it would not be an easy fix at this time of year, so even with the weather being somewhat nice. So, okay, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
November 8, QL, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Booth. Good evening.
Okay, Bob, I was waiting for you. I figured you'd be in there at some point tonight, so we'll be down to you in a bit. All right, next up on the list, KD8TAZ, stand by KD8MMH. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the other guys on the net here tonight. Was good seeing you guys yesterday for breakfast. Enjoyed that. Didn't do anything today except, last night before I went to bed, set all the clocks back. I got about 20 of them, I think, to set back, and I got them all done. But other than that, I did finish my other puzzle. I started that when I got home from breakfast yesterday, and I finished it up today. Took a picture of it, put it on Facebook. So that was my third one in a week. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Well, Green Bay just scored, so it's going to give them 24-13. So hopefully this is a little bit too late, and the Lions can hold on to this when they're down to 3:49 in the game here. So hopefully that'll work for them. Yeah, that's a lot of clocks. If you got 20 clocks, I guess. I never really went through and counted all of mine, but I know in the morning I will have to set the ones in the cars, whatever car I drive, and then I'll have to set my wife's car and the van probably. And so all of those have to be set manually. There's no internet or anything in them that tells them what time it is. And most of the other ones here in the shack, I just happen to remember my other one here in the shack is an hour ahead. So I'm going to have to change that. I haven't done that yet. So, they just scored the two-point conversion. So now they're down to 24-14. They're down 10 points here with about 3.5 minutes to go. So, I've still got a few clocks yet to change, but most of them are internet clocks. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8MMH, stand by, NAKPR. Good evening, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to thank everyone that came out for our club meeting Friday night. I had a good turnout for that. Had a very good presentation put on by Randy. KD8AHW, thank you, Randy. Very informative. Nice presentation. So, and also, thanks, everyone, for coming out to club breakfast yesterday. I had a good turnout for the club breakfast also. Spent all day today out working in the yard doing leaves. Well, hopefully one final mowing, and also seeing as though it was nice and dry, blew the few leaves out of the gutters that I had in the gutters also. So other than that, I think that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around to run, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KDH-MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Mark, yeah, it turned out nice for the club meeting as well as for the breakfast on Saturday. So I enjoyed both of those. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, and then we'll be at the bottom for an additional station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, I was watching the Lions play upstairs, and then I looked at my watch, and I said, oh, it's Sunday night on that. So I come downstairs and says, okay, I'll check it. I'll turn the TV on down here and watch it. But, yeah, hopefully they can hold it together for the next three and a half minutes here and not let them score two touchdowns. That's all. That's what they don't need. I know they're notorious for that, but let's hope they can hold it together. They're doing really, really well as far as their season goes. So let's hope they keep doing that. And I was out doing leaves again today. I did them not yesterday, but the day before. And then I says, well, it's going to rain out. And I says, I'd rather pick them up while they're dry. So I didn't have as much to pick up as I did the other day. But so anyways, I took care of them. And unfortunately, I got a hay field behind my house. So I can't just dump them in the field and let the farmer blow them under, because that hay field's been there for like 6 years now. And I guess he's going to have it another year. So I got to, in order to put it in my garden, I gotta shred stuff up, so I bring out my chipper shredder and I dump it into that and then let it shoot into the garden so the pieces are smaller and I can actually roll it till it into the ground, which is good for it in the spring. But, yeah, we could definitely use some rain around here. Things are looking pretty dry. But back to net, NAKPR.
All right, Bob, yeah, that at this time of the year, that tends to be the theme of everything with all the lease pickups, and that was mine Saturday. Like I said, we went to the club breakfast. Wife and I went, and then I came back and dropped her off. I had to head up to Midland, or up to Bay City to pick up some oil for the oil change on my red motorcycle, and I came back from there, and then started to work on things outside. I got the garden cleaned out, so everything's out of there. I got the winter fertilizer and weed killer down. I got the mulch leaves, good layer of that in there, and got those tilled in with it. So hopefully we're good here for the winter. Got that done. Of course, the tiller always gives me fits trying to get that one started. All of my other devices start right up, but that one gets used again twice a year, in the spring to till and then in the fall to till, and it sits there, and I try and drain as much gas out of it as I can. It always gives me fits trying to get it started, but got that done. Got the gutters cleaned out, so all the leaves out of the gutters, they weren't too bad. Just a couple of sides of the house had some from the neighbor's trees around, since the trees that always gave me fits are no longer there, so that's good. But got those picked up yesterday. Got, like I said, about six bags or so out at the curb, and get rid of those. I had to go over to Menards and pick up some more because I know I'm not done yet. I ran out, so I know the leaf season isn't done yet. Today, worked on. I've been having problems with my router. It'd keep dropping connections and things like that, so I had ordered a mesh router. So I put that in. Of course, that didn't go quite as planned either. It couldn't find it, then it found it, then it would disconnect, and then Bluetooth would find it, then it couldn't find it, and then so I was spending better part of the day off and on working on that. They suggest, you know, putting the same username and password in so that your devices will come back up. But for me, my old devices and that I had always been on a different IP range. It started with 168.254. Well, all of your standard routers out of the box are 192.168, so that's what I'm back to. So every device had to be rebooted so that they would get rid of the old IP address and grab a new one. I still have two of my wireless. I got one wireless camera, and my front doorbell isn't connecting. And then another one of my outdoor cameras, wireless cameras, is not connecting. So of the devices, there's like 46 Wi-Fi devices on the system, plus, there's 35 and then the wired connections. I had to reroute some wiring and that to get all of my wire, my ham shack computer and that back up. So still working on that. It's a work in progress. I bought a dual pack mesh router. I put just one of them in. The other one's ready to go if I need it. I will probably work on that tomorrow to install the second one and get that up and running and see if that helps things out to get a little better, but better performance here and that. But that's been the day. Oh, and then I did get the old motorcycle, the 82, out. I took about a 10-mile ride on that one to get the engine up to temperature, came back and got the oil and filter changed on it. So that's back in the garage. I have to wash it and get it cleaned up for the winter, get the tender on it, and then I can get the cover on it, and I'll put that one away since that one's got to go back in the corner. Didn't get to the Goldwing this week, so next week looks like it's still going to be in the 50s and dry, so on Saturday, so it'll give me a chance to get that one done for the winter and pretty much get the bikes parked away for this season and wait for March or April of next year. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up for the 73 round with KE8PCQ, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8VOA in the group. Thanks, Ron. Keep good notes on all that you're doing, because it sounds like I may need a group of them notes, too. But I've got to get this week, just get to it if I can, is get the solar panel working and make sure it charges and go from that area. And I'm going to try and put one up at about 15 feet and see if I get any distance by walking around. But that said, have a great week, and thanks for the info, KE8PCQ, 73s.
All right, Dave, and I know I got a couple other guys. One other guy that I sent, Bill Bayless. I sent a bunch of information to him on the Mishtastic and devices and things, so he's interested. And there was a couple other guys that I talked to that showed interest in it, so you may be getting a few more people in your area with it that hopefully you can start to communicate with and that as things start to build out a little bit. So, all right, next up on the list, KCADOA, stand by NADRL. Good evening again, Rick.
Oh, good evening again, Ron, and I didn't get a whole lot of radio work done. I did update my Mesh-tastic firmware to the latest firmware and so forth. Like you, I've got to change up my router. I did put a temporary router in for right now, but unfortunately I have a bunch of fixed IP addresses, and I did not do my due diligence of writing them down. I did back it up, but the backup configuration is all done in the router's language and not in a text language that I can get all the IP addresses, which I thought I would be able to do. So that was unfortunate. So I'm going to have to program my new router and start retrieving those addresses somehow and getting those squared away, or I'm going to have to reset all those devices. So, lots of work to do there. The router probably lasted 10 years. So, I do have a bunch of APs that are still broadcasting the network. I shouldn't say network. Still broadcasting out for the other devices. It seems to be working for many of them. So that's good. With that, 73-1, have a wonderful week. Stay dry. And don't overdo it with the leaves. KCBOA, back to net control.
All right, Rick. Yeah, Reliant are going to win this one. They're just they're down to 30 seconds, and they don't have to do another play, so everybody's walking off the field. They're 7-7 7-1 with a 24-14 win here tonight. So in Green Bay, in the pouring rain, so that looks like what it's coming. Rain has helped out, and the sun here, the warmer temperatures helped out. My grass is growing. A couple of weeks ago, the company came and cleaned up all of the tree debris and got dirt down and hydro-seeded everything, and I have grass growing, so hopefully it continues to grow here a little bit. I've been watering every other day or so, as much as I can get time to, and Mother Nature hopefully will do it. I didn't water today. I watered like yesterday, so hopefully Mother Nature is supposed to come in and rain after earlier in the morning and parts for the next couple of days. So that'll give it the moisture that it needs, and hopefully we get some sunshine back after that. Even in the 50s, we'll do it good to get it at least a foothold before that white stuff comes. That's right. Wife and I went out and did early vote on Saturday, so we didn't have the hoopla on Tuesday there because I got to work, so I'd either have to go at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock, 6:30 at night. And so we went down. It was in the old the 911 building in the first floor of the 911. They had all set up. Very good setup. They were very organized, very well done. No matter where you were in the county, they took your information. They had a large computer system screen that would take where you were at and print the ballot for your section, your township, or wherever you were located in the county, so what applied to you. So was done. Luckily, my wife, she had her cane as we were standing in line. Guy came out and got us and said, you know, you're handicapped, come on in. So we didn't have to wait very long in line. We got in. They got our ballot printed for us. We went in and voted, was in and out in about 10 minutes. So that was good. So that will save us some time on Tuesday trying to do some things. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Well, it looks like Lions not only won, but they've got to beat Minnesota and Green Bay, so that's two. They're ahead in their division, which is could come out to be kind of a big deal. Leaves, so far I've been able to keep up by mulching everything. I still have a lot to come down yet, and hopefully I won't have to do too many bags. We had a lot of flowers and other stuff that we had to bag up. So for the first time this last go around for trash pickup, I did have the leaf bags out there. Just kind of a reminder, November sweepstakes phone is coming up on November 16th and the 18th. So that's just a couple weeks away. So something to keep in mind there. I've had CW this last weekend, and usually I like to listen to that, but I just never had time this weekend. That's all I have, Ron. KCYVF and ADRL.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Hi, Dave. I was trying to change my calendar here to look at it when you said that I was going to look at it, too. Yeah, the CW was this weekend, yesterday and today, and then the November, the sidebank, 16th and 17th. So I try and always do that one. Never get a lot of time. It depends on where we are in the weather. If it's a nice day out, and I usually always end up with still fall chores to try and get done before the snow flies. So on those days, that weekend, I kind of hope for rain or something. I got an excuse to sit in the basement for a little while and without the wife saying, hey, you need to get this done. But she did remind me. She said, so when are you going to do the tile work? We got the hardwood floors done in the living room hallway, got all wood mat done, trimming, and all that done up. The room's been painted and that furniture's back in place. But I haven't done the tile work in front of the fireplace, so she asked me today, you know, so when is this on your agenda? And I said, probably not for another 3 or 4 weeks here. I've got to get all the outdoor stuff done first, and then once I can't do the outdoors done and I, you know, it turns cold and that, and then I'll concentrate on that, and it'll take me a couple of weekends to do that. So she was hoping it would be done before Thanksgiving, and I said, don't set your heart on it here. It probably isn't going to get done. So It's still in the works, but outdoor stuff becomes a priority right now. All right, next up on the list, KDATAZ, ANN, standby, NAKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Sounds like all you guys have really been busy picking up leaves and doing other things, and I've just been sitting here putting puzzles together. I don't pick up the leaves and that. There's too big of a lawn to do that. I'd be starting on one day and finishing going right back over again. So anyway, I sit here and watch my neighbors pick up theirs. Anyway, that is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF. Talk to you some tomorrow night. 73, everyone.
Yeah, Minnie, I wish I could do that, but I got to clean up around here somewhat. Unfortunately, my neighbor behind never picks up a leaf, doesn't mow their lawn, and never shovels their snow. They do have a guy that comes and mows their lawn for them, but he mows it like once a month. The leaves off the tree, they don't pick a thing up, they don't do anything. So since the trees on the side of the house that I had cut down, they still have three trees. I just take the leaves and blow them back into their yard because they're not mine anymore. So I just take the leaf blower and I blow them back off the curb and back down and onto their property, and hopefully at some point the kid comes along and picks him up. He's got a big, he lives just across the street, and he's got a big zero-turn mower that would pick them all up, mulch them, and leave it clean as a whistle, but they generally don't have him come and do it, and like I said, all winter long, and they just drive over it. I don't know. I can't live that way. I got to pick up my leaves and shovel my snow and that. It's the priorities are a little different, I guess. They're a little younger couple, and that's their priorities. They don't like to get out and do really anything. I don't see them out very much outside during the summer. They're basically into the house all the time. So, oh well. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Hey, Ron. I was going to try and make a club meeting Friday, but since I missed so many of them during the summer, I just kind of forgot about it. I just have to write myself reminders for the beginning of the month. But I'm not camping like I used to, basically going every weekend, or I should say basically only home for 1, 2, maybe 3 days out of the week. So things slowing down now, but now I got my other projects I got to take care of. I got some shelves to build. I got carpet to clean. I have I got a whole list of stuff. I'm not going to bore you with that. But let it rain and I get some stuff done here and inside the house, I guess, and out in the barn. That's what I did today. Other than the leaves, I rearranging the barn, I got all the patio furniture put away finally, and I got stuff. I got one, my golf cart in the trailer I haul the golf cart with. I got them in the barn, and I got another trailer, utility trailer I got to get in there, but I can't get that in there until my motorcycle's on that side of the barn, so until I put that away for the season, it's going to be sitting out in the back 40, so. Then when I get the motorcycle ready for winter, then I'll bring it up front and put it in the barn. But with that said, everybody have a great week. Well, I guess we'll be on here tomorrow night, won't we? It's Sunday. So we'll talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in that, Ron. Back to the control. This is NAKPR 73.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I just looked up, brought up the radar here, and it's on our doorstep. So the first little rain is in the western part of the county. There are some storm tracks with this and some little heavier embedded. They're just greens and blues. But there is a little pop-up of yellows and oranges here as they come through, and they kind of intensify and decrease in that. So there's the first line are coming through. Should be here probably, if it's not raining at your place right now, looks like it maybe not at the moment because looks pretty light. It's probably not hitting the ground, but it's coming. So Yeah, like I said, I got to get things buttoned up with the two motorcycles. One goes back in the quarter, and the other one goes as close as I can get it to give us room in the garage for the winter. I only have a single car garage, so both of the cars get in there. And like I said, so that's been kind of it. I've been doing some 3D printing, getting a few more things done. Wife always said she likes flowers, but she doesn't like me buying them because, you know, they only last, you know, the money you spend on them, and then they only last a few days, and then you're throwing them out. So I usually would buy her plants or something that would last longer, but she said, no, I got too many of those. Don't do that. So with the 3D printer, I came across a really nice-looking, at least by the pictures, nice-looking roses that you could print, various types of stems with leaves and the roses themselves. So I printed out one of them just in a dark red matted, so it's not a bright finish. It's just a dull finish type of plastic filament. And I printed one of those out, and it looked so dang real. I printed out the stem and put it on there and that, and she looked at this to the point she looked at it and said, wow, this is really good, and she tried to smell it. And I'm thinking, it's plastic, dear. It doesn't smell. So I printed out the rest of them. I printed out another five of them. I did another red one, and then I'd the company had some Halloween specials on additional filament, and one of them was a translucent. So I got a translucent orange, which was for Halloween stuff, and then I also picked up a pink. So I printed a couple of pink, a couple of orange, and another one of the reds. And the guy also had a vase that you could put it in, so I printed out the vase as well. So I finished those up. That was my weekend project. In between things, I'd start something on the printer and then go do my work outside. So I got it done this morning and brought it up there, and she says, wow, those are really pretty. So we don't have to worry them wearing out. They look very nice. The vase and all that looks good. So they may stay on the coffee table for a while here, and the cats won't eat them. So that's the best thing. At least I hope I don't eat the plastic. So it looked pretty good. It looks pretty good. So some of the little things I printed out around the house for various things and that. So. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. This is KCAYVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments for the net? Call now. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:37, and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, stay dry, have a good week. We'll talk to you, some of you, on Monday, and if not, next Sunday evening. KC8YVF clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.